Next month, I will receive over $320 in commission from Amazon. Dude, I am excited, but there's just so much work to do.
And the only way to see if you're doing it the right way, if your earnings increase month over month over month, if that's the case, you're doing something right. I heard, by the way, that maybe TikTok is getting banned in the US, but I'm not sure if that's really happening.
I wake up and I think to myself, how can I make videos better? I have a perfect business opportunity for you, Ron.
Tell me.
Oh my God, I feel like already I'm gonna get so much hate for this. Bring it on. I don't care.
How are you? How's the grind?
Good. I'm staying strong.
Happy to
hear. It's Friday. I am tired.
Oh yeah. So you quit in the weekend?
No, I don't quit on the weekend. I never quit.
So you film every day?
No. I'm kidding. I film 10 a day, Monday to Friday. Maybe I'll do 5 tomorrow. Maybe won't. I won't. But yeah, that's kind of the gist of it. What about you?
Yeah, highest month so far. Got another affiliate deal, the same you did. On the Amazon tool.
Oh, did it go through, by the way?
No, they offered $500 for 3 videos, so I just went with it. Because yeah.
Okay, so right?
I went through with it. Yeah,
that's good, man.
Yeah. So and the other one was $600, I think, 2 weeks ago from Semrush.
Yeah.
So that's like $1,100 this month just for like sponsor deals. And then I need to reach out
to Semrush to tell them that they need to get some videos from me as well.
Yeah, and Shopify was around I think 700 this month. So it's almost 2K extra in revenue. So that's nice. Main YouTube channel is probably hitting just under 5K this month. So I think 4.9. Second one where I've been uploading more will hit around, I think, $400, $450 this month. But I'm pretty aggressive now with uploading. Yeah. So all in all, it's like pretty decent. And all while traveling, not working as much as at home. So yeah, I don't know why.
I saw you posted a video on Instagram. You're now now an influencer. Just call Ron Influencer Rauwerda.
I love it. Yeah, I'm testing the waters a little bit with the personal brand thing. I don't know. I have no clue what I'm doing. The thinking behind it, I explained it in a previous podcast, but let's see where it will bring me. I don't know. It's not that you're enjoy it, but it's more like an evil need nowadays, you know?
Right. You're in Bangkok now, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I arrived yesterday.
What's happening in Bangkok, BKK?
Happening a lot here. It's a really busy city. A lot of people, really crowded. I actually forgot that it was so crowded. Like, I was here 2017 for the last time. But crazy city. Just here for 6 days. I went to the tailor today to have some shirts made for me, because I really needed that. So I have like 5 shirts because I'm my shoulders are like size XL, but my waist is like M. So it's kind of fucked when you buy new shirts. So, but overall it's great. And how is it in Sipo?
How many were 5 shirts tailor made? How much was that?
Around 40 euros a piece, but it's the fabric itself is like good stretch and non-iron, and it's like cotton. So it's good quality as well. And pretty nice. But how's over there?
We should get, it's good. We should get like the full suit, you know, like tailor-made pants,
I got a full suit in 2017. I still wear it from time to time. But the thing is, I love to wear suits.
You've grown since 2017.
No, I still, true. But I still fit it pretty decently. The only downside is there are no opportunities to wear it. Like, I wear it once a year at a fucking Christmas dinner. So I'm not going
to
make another
suit. Guys, you heard it here first. Ron needs an invitation to an all-suit dinner. Party.
Yeah, but the thing is that the occasions are not there. I love to wear suits. Like, you feel confident and et cetera. But
it looks good. Occasion. I love suit as well.
Same. 100%.
But on my end, everything is good. Ice is starting to slowly melt. The swans have returned. Water is in the lake is a little smelly. The ladies that are best friends there, they told us that basically it's a natural it happens naturally every year because of like some soil or something. It smells like basically poop, the water, but it's fine.
Nice. That's very nice. But is there still ice in the water or not?
Of course, it's fully iced. But the actual hole where we swim, or the little thing where the pump is pumping the water, it has increased in size because now it's slowly starting to melt, basically.
Yeah.
And it's very bright as well. So, you know, in the mornings,
like, in the morning, the sun is up, you mean?
Oh, the sun is full on shining in the morning.
Okay. That's nice.
Because when we went in January, bro, I was swimming under the moon and under the stars. We had to have a headlamp when we were walking through the forest because we couldn't see anything. That's how hardcore we are.
Next level. But now it's nice. You have some vitamin D immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's good. Business-wise, things are okay. I have a lot of areas for improvements, which I want to tell you about today. But I secured a $500 deal for 3 videos for the same company that we talked about.
Familiar. Did you reach out to them, or did they reach out to you as well?
They reached out to me.
Okay.
First, I proposed like $1,000 for one vid. And they were like, no. We can do... They proposed like $100 per video. I'm like, hell no, I ain't doing no $100 per video. So then I proposed like 2 for $500, and then they came back with like, anyway, back and forth. Point is, 3 vids, $500. Okay. Doesn't take too much of my time. Here. But I want to make it good because what I've talked about in the private community as well, about the relationship, you know, these people from this company, right? For sure know people from other companies, right? And they're all looking at each other. So if if other companies are seeing that, oh, look, that one got a content from this person and it's good and it's working for them, they're sure going to be, you know, reaching out to me as well for content as well, because it's basically all interrelated. So yeah, I want to make sure that I do it all well and good. I'm like focusing on quality, but balancing out with quantity as well.
Yeah, of course. Like in the end, you need to rank, but there's no guarantee, of course, towards the company. Yeah. So you just do your best And still, $500 for 3 videos is not a lot. It's an asset for them. So they probably have some marketing budget anyway every year. So
I don't know. And I think they're a new company.
Could
be. They're going after like Jungle Scout and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And Helium 10 as well. That's also like an Amazon tool. So let's see. But they're probably reaching out to more creators. So maybe the people listening right now, they also have got an email from them. Could be.
Yeah, for sure. Videos, I've been posting a lot of videos, but they're slow to rank. Perhaps it's me being impatient. So that's I need to improve my keyword research because I've been like taking shortcuts with like SEM Russian stuff, but you should not take shortcuts. You should do it like the proper way of looking it up on YouTube and incognito. Because if you just, you know, look up on SEM Rush, click questions, and then you just, you know, copy the first 100 questions and you make videos out of them, that's not the best approach. You need to do it through YouTube. That's what I figured out.
You can do it the way you do, but then you need to do crazy volume. Like the thing is, if you upload like 500 videos a month, then you can't even do it manually because it's so much work. Then you use a tool to rip out the keywords, and then probably 20% will be a hit. But if you do like high quality videos, like you can better take a little bit more time, and then you're sure probably that you will rank.
Yeah, so that's my first biggest takeaway, is like I need to improve my keyword research. Like not improve, but just like... Basically, keyword research is not like a, you know, correct or incorrect. Keyword research is like a spectrum from left to right, where you can do it like fully shitty, or you can do it fully correct. Or like not fully correct, but like very, very good, you know? So it's a balance between like quantity and quality as well. But I think I've gone a little bit too much into the quantity spectrum in balance. So now I want to come back a little bit to the more of a balance. So that's another thing. And another thing is also like I need to improve my scripts. So my scripts are really lacking as well. I mean,
why?
If you guys are, I don't know, it's just I was recording some videos today, like Shopify versus something. And then there's like, it's like a captain setting sail on a ship, but you need to make sure and blah blah blah. It's like,
oh yeah,
it's like the language GPT.
Yeah,
Chat give GPT it better prompts. BS. Yeah, I need better prompts for her. I need to make sure, but yeah, I'm paying her like $5 per script. And I thought, oh, okay, well, if I pay her $5 per script, you know, sure, she's going to take the time and double check and make sure it's good. Yeah, of course not. No one cares about anything. With volume,
especially.
No one cares about you. Remember, people are always going to be wanting to get out of the job as easy as possible. That's what I found out. If you don't like put them against the wall and you say, hey, what is this crap, you know, then they're going to be like, oh, okay, I'm sorry, I'll do it.
Yeah, especially with scripting. Because ChatGPT just made it so easy. Like, she can also change some prompts and it will already be better, probably. So, yeah. But yeah, it's like, she needs to do that. That's the thing.
But
maybe write the prompt yourself, by the way, and send it to her.
It's no one's responsibilities except for mine.
Yeah, you should give her a prompt that works better so she can just use it.
Maybe you have some suggestions for me like we did with the Amazon videos.
Thing is, if the you can just literally say to ChatGPT, don't use like cringy wordings or like the English level, maybe you should have it at like a 15-year-old, 14-year-old, something like that. Then the language itself is like like Mr. Beast also uses scripts, I think, for like a certain age level so he can reach the most people.
Yeah.
And at that level, you won't have like those cringy words that you will never use yourself, but somehow ChatGPT thinks it's good, you know?
Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. It's like, I think the concept is called like dumbing it down. Remember we talked about it as well? Like, because most people's, including myself, you know, level of language is kept at around like the 15, 16 years old.
Yeah.
After that, your development just stales and...
But it's also fine. You can get your point across, and that's the goal.
Of course. Like,
Yeah. Just let her use better prompts, and you'll be good, probably.
Do you want to hear an update from my Amazon affiliate videos?
Sure.
This month, $161, 82 items sold, 2,790 clicks, 2.94% conversion rate.
And that's good for the conversion rate. Is it like, do you know the benchmarks or not?
I don't know the benchmarks, but I've stopped doing them a long time ago, like, you know. I don't remember. I posted in a community, in our private community, how many videos I did. Maybe I did like 80 videos or something. But point is, like, I also got invited into this creator program. I recently received an email. I accepted it. And they give you an extra $160 bonus if you ship over $4,000 a month in revenue. And this month alone, already I shipped over $5,500 in revenue. So I'm pretty confident that like next month and in the month after that, I'm going to ship as well. So to me, and the commission I got this month is $161, right? So basically, next month I will receive over $320 in commission from Amazon, $160 from direct commission, and the bonus of $160 because I will most likely ship over $4,000 worth of revenue. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Does Amazon give that bonus extra?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
They have like this little thingy. I'm accepted already. I don't know if I can find it or not. I can actually look it up. For you guys, if you want to take a look at this bounty program promo code. Oh, creator rewards. Okay, let me see. Current, upcoming. Oh, yeah, there we go. So let me actually pull this up here on the screen. Again, you guys, those of you, last time we did this, when you shared your screen, there was a big spike in retention. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Funny. That's funny.
Yeah. Share screen. Okay, Amazon Associates. So, can you see my screen?
Almost, yes.
Okay. So this is the Amazon affiliate program, right? These are the creator rewards. So I got accepted into them. I'm eligible. So you can see that this is the ship revenue and this is the flat fee. So if I ship over 4K, right, I'm going to get $160 bonus. And well,
it,
I'm here.
It caps yeah. at 4,000, or do you can, if you do more, you get more?
Well, the thing is, it might be that, you know, if you do more, you get more, but I've only gotten, you know, $5,500 ship revenue this month. And since I'm already here, I might as well show you guys like the back end here to show you what's going on. So here's the data. You can see 161 this month, 80 items shipped, 82 total ordered items, clicks 2.79K, conversion 2.94. Yeah. And my highest day was 1993, $20. So I had $20 day, I had a $20 day, and another $18 day. So that makes up for like $60 in 3 days.
That's nice. And you don't make those videos anymore either. So it's now just no. generating new revenue for upcoming months or years.
Yeah, the last video I posted for this Amazon thing was 60 days ago.
Yeah. So now it's compounding.
Now it's compounding, and actually made a, and those videos as well that I posted, I checked, they're making now like about $35 or something dollars per month in ad revenue as well on top of that. So it's like alone by itself is not much, but when you just start to like add all these sources and you all direct them into your bank account, you know, a little bit from here, a little bit from here, yeah. a little bit from here, ding, 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 ding. And then it starts to come.
You're probably already break even then with the ad revenue and the commissions right now, right? On the cost that the video costs you.
No, I think I'm halfway because the videos cost me like, I think $800. I posted in our private community. I did a whole breakdown. So it was like 800. I'm definitely over halfway already break even.
Okay.
Halfway break even in 2 months.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's pretty fast compared to like if you had only AdSense.
Yeah, yeah. And only two main videos ranked, by the way, as well. So it's funny. Only like not two videos ranked, more videos ranked, but like the heavy hitters, the ones who are bringing in all the, like the majority of the rev and the majority of the clicks and stuff are like two or three vids basically. And they're driving the most conversions and everything on Amazon. So
yeah, but that's for now. Can change, of course, like videos rank randomly, but it's nice. That's a good sign that that strategy also worked. Basically
it worked. The thing is, basically return on investment on your time. So I calculated, like, if you take the, you know, EPC, if you calculate the EPC for this month, for example, so it was like, what was it? 2,790 clicks. I have no idea where these clicks are coming from, by the way. That seems like a lot. Right? Yeah, description, but that seems like a lot of clicks. Like, I'm not getting so many views, bro. It's insane.
You're getting more than 2,700 views, right? So,
well, okay, let me actually show you.
People click maybe multiple times then. I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm going to actually sort now. I started posting it, I think, on like the 14th of December till now. Apply. Okay, so the videos that I posted then in the last 28 days got 7,200 views. So 7,200 views, huh?
Makes sense, right?
Yeah, like 2,800 clicks.
Yeah, some people click twice or three times maybe. Yeah. Do you have multiple clicks of multiple links in the description because you review
minimum,
multiple products?
Minimum five.
Yeah, minimum five. They click maybe 3-4 times per video, even per view. So yeah. I think it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, it has to make sense, right? The data. And then, but the here's the thing, EPC, right? Earning per click. If you divide $161 by, you know, the number of clicks, I calculated, I think it's like 0.05 earning per click, which is like,
I have no idea if that's a lot or not. Like, they're free clicks.
Well, they're not free. Like, what do you mean by free clicks?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just from a video you posted. Like, you don't have any initial costs. Like, not with, like, paid advertising that you need to get pay ads to get the clicks. Like, it's now, like, after one more month, you break even, and then it's free clicks. Then it's free. The EPC is free.
Then it's just all profit. Yeah, then it's just all profit. But it's just to show you that, you know, if you're a smart cookie who is going to be like, oh, what if I buy ads and drive traffic to Amazon and then, you know, I'll be rich. Well, if you can get your EPC lower than 0.05 on any of the paid social media platforms or whatever, then you'll make money. But good luck with that.
It doesn't work anymore.
No, that's the thing I learned about like the markets. Basically, you know, markets balance out each other, right? That's like the invisible hand of what Adam Smith talked about. So, yeah.
Yeah.
People are very smart. Markets are very smart. They're very efficient.
Yeah, true. But it also constantly changes. So new opportunities will also arise if you're on time, you know? So there's always...
You need to have an edge.
Yeah. I don't know. Or be the first mover, you know? Like if you were one of the first doing YouTube search, like Yuri, for example. Yeah. What's the edge? You just make videos sooner than the rest, you know? So... Mm. It depends if you need an edge. I don't know. If you just have some insider information maybe about something that nobody else know, you can call it an edge maybe.
Hey, quick pause on the podcast. If you're ready to take action and learn how to make money on YouTube, make sure to check out our private YouTube Business Academy community. The link is down in the description. All right, back to the episode. Oh, for example, like when I was in e-com, TikTok was launched... And then because TikTok initially didn't have ads, like not at all. And then they only launched ads like maybe a year or something later, you know, or 2 years later even. And so, and first, like the TikTok ads were very raw as in like, you know, if you compare them to like Facebook ads and stuff, they were very shitty. You know, it's just nothing really worked. Like you had to really like put in the effort to make a campaign work basically for yourself. But the cost per 1,000 impressions to serve your ads was like dirt cheap, basically. So if you could overcome that initial, you know, hurdle of, you know, complication, then you could have, you know, made a bank. But, and I was one of the people who was initially, I even have a video on my channel where I was like, it was like a tutorial. I'm a fucking tutorial guy. I was like, yeah, this is how you set up a TikTok campaign. And it was very raw. I can actually search it up on my channel when I did it. But it was like way back in the day. That's funny. But yeah, it was.
Now it's more expensive again because now everybody jumps to TikTok. Makes sense.
Yeah. I posted that video 2021, July 4th, how to set up TikTok ads, complete tutorial.
I heard, by the way, that maybe TikTok is getting banned in the US, but I'm not sure if that's really happening.
Dude, didn't they want to ban it for like already a couple of years now?
No, I think now they is getting more serious.
Now they really want to ban it. Guys, what do you think? Are they going to ban TikTok in the US? Let us know down in the description or in the comments. Yes or no?
Yeah, it's going on right now, like the whole trials and shit. Right. But... Yeah, it's crazy again. Also, I was also in the metro today in Bangkok and everybody is on fucking TikTok. It's crazy.
But I don't remember who told me that, but someone told me, maybe it was even you, but that it's like TikTok in China, where it originated from, the content itself is very different. It's like educational almost.
Yeah,
that's the comparison to what it is like.
It's a different name as well, the app there. I forgot how, like Doujun or something, that's the name of the app there. And here it's called TikTok.
I'm not as fluent in Chinese as you are, Ron.
No, but yeah, it's different. So let's see if it will get banned. That will be crazy. But let's see. Yeah, let's see.
Dude, who's going to be president of the United States of America?
I'm not following anything of that shit. Politics, me too. I'm out of it.
Yeah, me too. I'm very not political, like not at all.
Right, me neither. Doesn't help you, in my opinion.
Like, okay, what are your business thoughts though? You're working on this. Do you have any like, you know, plans? Because we talked a little bit through WhatsApp and stuff. You're like, yeah, I want to do bigger things. Like, what are some ideas you have like for new businesses?
I don't have.
You don't have anything.
No, the thing is, I'm waiting for the right moment, the right project to come to me. Maybe I first want to meet new people. I first want to buy more channels so I can maybe buy a channel in 2 months from now. I hope that goes through. And then maybe.
I heard. Hessel told me.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I called him. And then after that, like, I'm now sending outreach emails almost daily. And I hope, like, after the 2 months after that one's done, I hope, of course, like, we don't know, but he said he's selling it to me. Then I want to buy, like, another one from the same size. Meanwhile, scaling the channels. And if I then sit end of the year, at around 12 to 15K a month. Yeah. Then the base is set and I will basically like, meanwhile, I want to build a personal brand, expand my network, and maybe from there some new opportunities will arise. But for now, I don't really know anything else to jump on, if I'm honest. And I don't want to jump on something for the sake of it.
I have a perfect business opportunity for you, Ron.
No, come with it. Tell me.
So you buy a crypto coin when it's low, and then you sell it when it's
high. So I need to buy now. Now it's really, I heard Bitcoin can hit 1 million. So I know. Yeah, fuck crypto.
Bro, of course, I'm all in on Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's the best. No, like, it's good to invest a little, but not like, it should not be your main, not the way you make money. That's for like a 1% that really knows what they're doing. But
how can you know what you're doing with Bitcoin? Tell me, or with quote crypto. Like, how can you know?
I don't know. Maybe I have no knowledge about this, so I have no idea. Let's not.
It's like what determines the price of? Oh my god! I feel like already I'm gonna get so much hate for this. Bring it on! I don't care. What determines the price of crypto? Only it's to me, in my opinion, it's speculation. It's called the next fool theory, I think. So basically, you know, the price, I can only sell it higher if, for example, you, you know, are willing to pay me a higher price, basically.
But it's the same with gold. Like, we have given gold a specific value in our eyes, you know, but in the end, it's still a rock. And Bitcoin is like a, so I don't fucking, like, it's like a formula in the computer world. I don't know, but that we have given it some sort of value as well. So I don't know. I don't know anything about it. But in the end, people buy it and people sell it. So there must be some fundamental thinking behind it, I'd say. But I don't know.
People
are
buying
it
and selling tulips as well in the Netherlands.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll Many see. People are deep in this shit, and I don't, so I have no idea. But yeah, what about your business plans? Like, you're just growing this to 30K a month first, and then you'll see?
Yeah. Well, I'm starting. I have a couple of things in the back end, which I will not talk about. I have one thing in the back that I'm working on right now. Very, very, very exciting for me. I can't say anything about it, unfortunately, but it's going to be like, I'm super excited about it. Once I can say anything, I will. And I think it's going to be super interesting as well for people listening, because, by the way, I know that a lot of people listening, I have done my research, you guys have like, you know, big channels, for example, you know, like 5, 10, 15, 20, 30K or whatever, right? Or you have multiple channels that make that. So specifically for you guys, I think the project that I'm starting to work on now is going to be very interesting. So stay tuned for that. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, I can't say anything beyond that.
Like, nothing has been said the best minutes.
Nothing has been said, but the only thing I can say is that specifically for this like very small group of people who listens, like, you guys should stay tuned, because that's going to be like, yeah. We have a lot.
When can we expect an update for those people listening?
Dude, I think closer towards like end of month, like beginning of, end of summer.
Okay.
No. Like 2 days. End of summer.
End of summer.
Towards end of summer, beginning of fall.
All right. So, guys, you need to wait. Cliffhanger.
Did I get you intrigued?
I don't know. Let's see if people will comment.
Yeah. But besides this, I am really focused on this recording. I want to get it really good. I was reading yesterday. By the way, hold up a sec. I'll pull up my Coca-Cola.
Sure.
So I'm reading this book right now. It's called For God, Country, and Coca-Cola.
Nice. Suits you. Always think it.
Yeah. I love Coca-Cola. The definitive history of the great American soft drink and the company that makes it. So this is like, this is the most in-depth history of Coca-Cola. And it was so funny. They were like advertising this to like newborns, like back in the day. So the way they did it, when a child was born, they would send like free Coca-Cola samples to the parents.
Nice. Times have changed.
And one dad was like, James Durkin at Rhode Island serviceman. I have a baby boy, 15 months old, he wrote, who will drink nothing but Coca-Cola. I feel so proud of my son saying Coca-Cola almost as soon as he learned to say Dada.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Another thing here was, yeah, it was about like the Santa that they made, the Santa, the guy who drew it was, his name was Hadden Sundblom. He was a Swede, and he drew that in 1931 because they were trying to appeal to the younger generation. But the thing I wanted to read about or to show you about, the one thing, can I find it now here? I'm not sure if I can find it now. Combining sight and sound, she promised to help. But it was something about that, like, you don't need many things, basically. Like, once again, you know, we come back to this idea of like the one thing. So no. You don't need to have many opportunities, or you don't need to have many, you know, Coca-Cola, the main driver of all the revenue in the business is the one drink. It's a huge company. They have many different beverages, right? But for a very long time, they had this just one syrup, you know, that one product. Another thing, by the way, before I switch is I started reading. It's called Radio Comes of Age. So here's interesting for you guys. By the end of 1930s, families were listening on average to over 4.5 hours of radio programming daily.
Yeah. Now it's replaced by the phone.
Yeah. But first, before phones, it was TV.
Yeah.
Then after TV, it was computer. Then after computer, it was a phone. And if you look at the average, you know, use time of that technology when it comes around, it was like 4.5 hours, right? Over. And every time our generation was worried, or their generations was worried, oh, people are consuming so much radio. Oh, people are consuming so much TV. Oh, people are consuming so much, you know, computer. So I think it's the same thing over and over again. But yes, coming back to the business, I will be focusing on affiliate marketing. There's so much work to do, bro. I'm just getting started.
Let's go. You sound excited.
I am excited, but there's just so much work to do. It's like there's all these things to improve, like keywords, the topics and brand deals and negotiations and script writing and the delivery, the editing. And you can always do better.
Of course. But you can also do less. You have made up 10 videos per day in your head. You can also do 6 or 5.
Sure, I can do 5, no problem. But I need to do them better. I wake up and I think to myself, how can I make videos better? How can I make videos better? Because everything else I want comes just from that. I'm no Mr. Beast. I ain't entertaining half of the world's population, right? But for specific audiences of people, I'm providing I want to provide valuable information with the help of technology, AI, and, you know, overseas labor and this and that, right? So it's a challenge. It's a challenge. It's not easy, but I'm working towards that direction.
Yeah, but you also don't need to look at it as a daily or weekly basis. Like, zoom out on like 90 days, 180 days, and there will be massive progress by then if you look at that scope. Probably.
If I compare my, for example, affiliate earnings even a month ago, 3 months ago, 6 months ago, they're higher today than they were back then.
Yeah, so that's how you need to look, right? In the end, like the money, that is like quantifying the work you do, basically. And the views, of course. Mm-hmm. That's what counts in the end. It's like measurable.
Yeah, but you can also do dumb work and not get any, you know... Money.
Yeah, but we are in the YouTube game and YouTube search and affiliate game. And the only way to see if you're doing it the right way, if your earnings increase month over month over month, if that's the case, you're doing something right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like,
and when you have slow moments, when you have slow periods, it might feel like you're just in the same place.
Yeah, but slow moments are also needed from time to time. So that's not a problem. As long as you then go up again later on, you know, as long as you have a plan and not do nothing, because then you will go back.
Yeah.
But let's see. Exciting stuff. But keep them coming, the videos. Like, this is the only way to grow.
From the last episode, I think we had like over 10 or 12 people apply to join our community, and we've rejected most of them. Congratulations, Ron.
Yeah, that's true. not qualified. But it's fine.
Yeah. Some of you guys like listened, said, someone said like, oh yeah, I listened to it for the first time, and then you applied and stuff. And like promised, not everyone is welcome. Matter of fact, most people won't be able to join, but you know, that rare individual who is ready and is serious and has the resources and dedication and time. There's like many factors that need to basically align. And then if all those stars come together, then we will work together.
Let's see. Yeah, if you're curious, there's a link in the description. You forgot to tell that.
It's a private community.
Yeah.
You get to work with Ron and myself. How cool is that? If you were on the, if you were,
I have no
if you
idea were a listener, if that's cool. No idea. Maybe they're if like, you were a fuck listener.
Maybe people are like, maybe like, I don't want to work with this guy. Yeah,
exactly. I get the value for free, then I leave.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's also
that's okay. That's okay. Tune in, listen in, you know, get a book.
Exactly. Read a little.
And then maybe join our community.
Exactly. All right. So we're wrapping up here. Yeah, I don't have much else related to YouTube. So,
yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. See you next time.
See you next week. Bye-bye.
Ciao.